In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big story of the day in sport is that the league and the Players Association have begun discussions on a potential 18th game to the NFL season. The NFLPA is, it's no longer D. Smith, remember, it's Lloyd Howell. So if you hear that name, he is the new D. Smith. Left open the possibility of an 18-game season. The report came from Mark Maskey today in the Washington Post. I'm going to read from this. Howell said during a meeting Monday with the Washington Post reporters and editors at the NFLPA's headquarters in D.C. that the talks between the union and the league have not yet progressed to formal negotiations, but the discussions between the two sides, which have not previously been reported, indicate that the latest pursuit by the league and team owners of an 18-game season has moved beyond the hypothetical stage. That's pretty big. Quote, "We have talked at a very, very high level. Superficially, with a recognition about, yeah, this is something that we should be talking about, and we should really kick the tires and understand what else goes into that decision-making process," Howell said. Now, remember, this is the side that doesn't want, theoretically, the 18 games. The owners in the league have been desperate for this for a long, long time. They'd do 50 if they could. There's not a number of games the owners don't want. They make so much money at the gate, and the TV deals get bigger and bigger the more games that get played. So it's just money into their pockets.
Yep.
The harm with more games is the wear and tear on the players' bodies, the risk that they're taking on in this physically violent car crash of a sport. And this is the head of the Players Association saying this, Danny, that these talks are at a very, very, very high level. Three varies. Something that we should be talking about.
Yeah, I mean, it is inevitable. And my advice to the players, and I'm sure they're waiting with bated breath, is what does Danny Ruggiero think about
this? Yeah, I heard that they were talking about that. They said, we're going to get back to them soon.
But like we have a meeting, but Danny's talking about it at 3:06, so we better tune in. This is what the NFL wants, and they want it desperately. In years past, where the owners have just bamboozled the players in various negotiations, remember, like, the players were irritated at Roger Goodell handing out discipline, or they, like, wanted to smoke pot. Right. And I know I'm not trivializing it, but those are like their things that they were giving away. Well, the owners are like, we'll take a bigger percentage of the TV pie. We'll take a larger percentage of the overall revenue. We'll do this. We'll do that. The concessions that they won were minimal. This is their holy grail. This is the thing that they want more than anything else.
They meaning the league.
Talking about the league, the owners, like via, you know, vis-a-vis the league, Goodell, et cetera. But you got to hold out. Even if you're going to do it, get as much as you possibly can on this one.
Well,
whereas in years past, they have not.
I think more than the holding out, right? You need to get a king's ransom, whatever that looks like. And I don't know what that is. If that's moving a percentage point of the pie your direction, that'd be nice. I don't know if that's doable. But if it means, I think players probably, that this is why I think when you heard a few weeks ago about possibly getting rid of mini camps, you heard that
yes,
idea
of course,
come
yeah,
up. I'd imagine that's player driven. The players are going, we don't want mandatory minicamps because it's the only mandatory thing on the current calendar. It's the one time where if you don't want to do anything all offseason, you don't have to. But you got to be there for those couple of days. So this would give them an additional now, you know, post-draft, basically take that out of the equation. Like, you have a couple true months off if you want to do it that way, train completely on your own. That can't be the whole party, but that could be a nice activity at the party. Like, there should be five or six things like that. This needs to be a Juan Soto return package.
Yeah, this is like a, we want, you know, guaranteed, percentage of every contract or something like that. Like, no more voidable years where you can just cut us, or no more like, this should be the time that the players get the best haul they've ever gotten. Whatever that looks like.
We'll give you the future Hall of Famer Soto, but we want Abrams.
Yeah.
And we want Gore.
And that's it, right?
And we want James Wood.
Oh, no.
And we want Harleen Susana.
Okay.
And we also want
Robert Hassel.
And actually, we got to finish the season out. So do you have any number first baseman who wear their jersey kind of open and show off some chest?
We actually do have that. A guy named Luke Voigt would do that. He could do that for you.
Throw him in there, too.
Oh, great.
That's like one of those where you're saying all the things you want, and then you're just looking around, and you see like a half-eaten thing on the table, and you're like, that too.
I need that ashtray that a child made in art class.
But yeah, it's going to happen. It's 18 games. Mm-hmm. And you and I have always disagreed on this. And I have always, very correctly, might I add,
okay,
very correctly, been pro 18 games. And the reason why, Danny, is, do you want to know why?
I already know why, but you can say it.
It's because football's the best.
Sure.
And we had 16 games, and then we got 17. And 17's awesome, but you know what would be a little better than 17? Take a guess.
I can't think of anything. 17 is the right number.
18.
What about 19? What's the limit? 27?
19's a good number, too.
What, 40?
No, I think we cap it at 19 or 20. 18's a really good sweet spot, honestly. Like, we don't need to do anything more.
Mm.
Let's just keep it at 18. But it's so much better than 16.
So more football doesn't really apply. It only applies a little bit. It only applies if it's one more or two more.
What do you mean?
Like, your whole case for more football, the reason why 18 is better is because it's more football. Well, wouldn't, if the more football paradigm, why wouldn't that be applied to any number? Wouldn't you just want 20? 25?
Always better. 25, better than this.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a line of demarcation.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That we can't cross, unfortunately, because the players have a say, and it's kind of
those pesky players get in the way.
Up to them and their bodies, and 25 is a bridge too far.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can't play year-round. You're not going to play multiple times a week. But your straw man bit you're trying to do, which is cute, is actually true. Yes, 25 would be better than 18. It's just not a plausible number, unfortunately. 20, better than 18, too. Could we get there? I don't know. But 18... is a really good number. It's a reasonable number. It's not a whole lot different than what we've done in the past number.
Mm-hmm.
You're not asking for a whole lot more out of players number. I'm even going to give them an extra bye week, which we can get into. They're going to love that, by the way. I think 18 with two bye weeks is better than 17 with one bye week, in fact.
I think you can
make the case that I'm going to keep them fresher and help them more, that I'm going to, for the first time ever, give you multiple weeks off during the season. Beautiful. But I've added 11% of season in the last six or so years now. 11%? I love it, man. Football. It's the best. Don't we all? Look, there's Darius. There's Ryan. They're happy.
They're happy.
They're enjoying football. What's better, guys? 17 games or 18 games of the beloved National Football League product?
Oh, man. I got to really think. 18 games.
Oh, 18.
Yeah.
Interesting. Ryan, what's better? 17 games or one more than that? 18 games.
18 games.
18.
Good for you guys.
Danny, I'm going to come to you next.
Go ahead.
Get ready.
Yep.
What's better, Danny? 18 games or 17 games?
17. What's better than 18 is 19. You'll notice there's a theme with my numbers. Odd numbers. I want no one to be 500. The whole point is to compete. The whole point is to have winners and, wait for it, losers. We're not tying here, people. You can't hide behind 500. There's no being okay. You're a winner or you're a loser. It's why they keep score. Otherwise, you're playing tiddlywinks. Otherwise, it's a scrimmage. Odd number of games is perfect. 17 is the best we've gotten so far. I think 19 is too many, to be frank with you, because then your calendar gets all fouled up. Then you're probably playing in August.
This is why 18 is the perfect amount.
So
18 is the perfect amount.
Now, here's the thing. It's going to 18. It's going to go. So I could be just correct and miserable, or I could accept it. There needs to be so many considerations that, again, I don't know if the players are going to be with it enough to get. And hopefully the owners are not even thinking of these as concessions. They're thinking of these as just smart ways to go about their business when they make a lot of these changes. But, yeah, it's a shame that we're going to go back to an even number again, because you'll have these, you know, the Rivera school of 8-8, or 9-9, I guess, in this case, back in play, which I hate. I hate ties, and I hate 500 records. I don't like the idea that there are an even number of games in sports. But, Danny, what do you do? Do you give one more team an extra home game? Nope. My correct plan of neutral site games against rivals. So Cincinnati and Cleveland would play in Columbus, for example. Washington and Baltimore would play in Annapolis. Things like that. Creative, smart, fun things to do. Instead of playing internationally and robbing fans of a home game and putting the games on television at stupid times when everyone that's got kids is busy, don't do that. Play at neutral sites during prime time. Oh, what a wonderful idea, Danny. Thank you, NFL and players. I'll accept my consulting fee.
No. Here's the plan. Here's the one that works that everyone was giving Joe Burrow credit for some reason a couple weeks ago. He just said the thing that we've all been saying for like 10 years, and everyone's like, man, this Joe Burrow guy's figured it out.
What a genius.
It's like he's just repeating the thing that everyone's known forever. So here's how it's going to work. Everybody listen up here. This is going to be fun. Gather around. Sit pretzel style. We sit in pretzel style?
Crisscross applesauce.
Okay.
What is crisscross applesauce?
We're going to open every single year on the Sunday after Memorial Day, right? Sorry, that would be May.
Labor Day.
Labor Day.
I was going to say, that's a tough ask.
M is Memorial Day. L is Labor Day. And well, clearly, and that's September. I don't know how that
yes.
works, but just follow
me. Yeah.
All right, so first Sunday after Labor Day. So let me start over.
So far, this is the best proposal ever.
Ask me for my proposal. I'm going to start over.
All right, Grant, what is your proposal?
Thank you very much, Mr. Rhea. I've been working very hard on this proposal mm-hmm. for you. I would like everyone in the room to know, just as an aside, Memorial Day is in May, Labor Day is in September.
Thank you.
Now I'll begin my proposal.
Thank you.
My proposal is thus, in September, after Labor Day, the first Sunday after that is week one of the NFL season. This year, that falls on September 8th. Most years, it's going to be somewhere in the September 7th to 12th range. Let's just be in that general vicinity. We will play 20 weeks of regular season football. In that time, there will be 18 games for every single team, and every single year, you will get two bye weeks. Those bye weeks will be A and B bye weeks in the first half and in the second half of your season. You will get 2 weeks off. There is 20 weeks of action, okay?
All right.
That's part one of the plan.
Okay.
I lost a bit based on my National Football League thing. I'm back.
Okay.
All right. Part two, when the regular season ends, the playoffs begin. The playoffs will be able, based on my mathematics, Joe Burrow acting like he's the first guy to come up with this, okay, everyone knows it. The playoffs then commence after the 20 weeks, and every single year, the Super Bowl will now be held right after President's Day, Monday, national holiday, right after the Super Bowl, the day before President's Day. It'll be marked right there on the calendar every single year. So we now get two bye weeks. We get a holiday after the Super Bowl, Sunday into Monday. Welcome to the greatest show on earth, the National Football League.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.